myself.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and of course, this is America's Heroes Group, proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis & Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office, 312-781-1977. Also, America's Heroes Group, proudly sponsored by Pearl's Down Home Cooking, Southern Cooking, I'm sorry, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number is 877-275-5852. Not only a great restaurant, but also a great buffet. America's Heroes Group, she serves, she matters, partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United, NWVU. They're at 8620 South Pulaski, at the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office number, 872-731-2150. Website, www.nwvu.org. Well, we are pleased to have a great show for you today. And the America's Heroes Group Roundtable with Illinois Army National Guard Sergeant First Class Miller, and also Colonel Eugene Scott. Colonel Scott is on our live line. Colonel, how are you? Colonel, can you hear me?
Yes, Cliff.
Hey,
I hear you well.
Good, good. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. And
My pleasure.
Great. And we are pleased to have Sergeant First Class Miller right here with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, 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 good. Boy, you are really dressed up today.
Thank you. I feel I should do that for you guys.
You're well in there. That's great. Of course, you know, everybody knows Colonel Scott, U.S. Army veteran and America's Heroes Group Business Development Advisory Board member, and H. Brooks J. Miller, Sergeant First Class, Illinois National Guard. And what we are going to talk about today is something that... We certainly want the sergeant to start off with recruiting high school students.
Yeah, so I wanted to recognize two people that has recently joined the Illinois Army National Guard over the past few months. The first person who's actually currently on the line is Sabrina Bergman. She joined the Army National Guard in October of this past year. She currently attends UIC, and she's a junior. So she while going to UIC, she also attends the ROTC program. So she's in a special situation. Upon completion of the ROTC program and when she graduates, she'll be commissioned a second lieutenant in the Army National Guard. So we're excited for her and excited for the things that she has to bring to the Army National Guard. So Sabrina's on the line.
Hi, Sabrina. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. How did... Did the sergeant convince you to do this?
No, he did not.
I'm teasing him. I'm teasing him. he's very happy about what you're doing, Sabrina. That's why I said that. But tell us how you started to do this.
So I'm a junior at UIC. I recently transferred from City Colleges of Chicago, where I obtained my associate's in criminal justice. I am in my mid-20s right now, and at the time of joining, I just was lacking, you know, direction in life, and I just wanted to do something greater than myself, so what better way than to join the Army National Guard?
Well, it sounds great. Sergeant, how many young people do we get to join the Guard out of school?
Quite a bit, actually. On a monthly basis, it really depends on the area and the team that they're actually coming from. But I would say we get a lot of high school juniors and seniors, especially around this season, because right now the high school seniors are in the time frame where they're deciding where they want to go to college, and now they're looking for a way to get it paid for. So they look if and National Guard is an option. So that's one area that we look at. We also talking to college students to looking, you know, they're tired of taking out student loans, if they're tired of actually finding a way to pay for their education, they're starting to make, just like Sabrina, they're starting to make the decision to join the Army National Guard or some type of way to get their school paid for. And also high school juniors, they can get ahead of the game by joining as juniors, where they can already have that four-year scholarship waiting on them when they graduate. So we kind of recruit a little bit of all three throughout the month.
How long has that program been going? Do you have any idea?
It's been going for a very long time. Okay. The Illinois National Guard grant has been around for a very long time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And even if you don't go to college, it still benefits you.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. So, Sabrina, what's your intention? You going to make the military a career?
I enlisted in the Guard with the goal to commission through the ROTC program, mm-hmm. To become an officer, and also just to gain those skills so that I can become a law enforcement officer on the civilian side. But I definitely plan on staying in the Guard for a while.
That's great. Colonel Scott, you have seen so many people, and your military background has been so great in helping young people. Tell us what you think about this whole program.
Oh, it's clear. It's a great program. Sabrina, congratulations. I think you made a great choice. It was many years ago when I was commissioned out of ROTC, and unfortunately, at that time, we didn't have these great programs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I had to pay my way through college. But you're making a great choice. My daughter just completed 25 years as a law enforcement officer in the Army. And it was a great experience.
Wow.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you got a lot to look forward to in learning the skills about law enforcement. So, again, you're a smart young lady, and the best to you, and I know you will make it.
Thank you so much. Yes. I appreciate that.
That's great. If anybody has wants to call in, 312-374-8130. If you have a question or a comment from any of these great people we have, just give us a call. Colonel, am I correct? You were in armor. Is that correct?
Yes. I was a tank officer.
A tanker, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For 28 years.
Yeah, that's right. When I said armor, I said, yeah, I thought I remembered that.
So I saw a lot of tanks go and come. You know, the last tank was this Abrams tank, and that is some kind of a tank. It's unbelievable.
That's great. That's great. So yeah, you see more and more people coming in, and that's a great thing. Sergeant, help us here. How do you get out and get people to come into the Guard?
Well, what we do is we actually go to high schools, we go to the colleges, and we set up things like lunchroom displays, or we'll have like a gym activity where we'll teach them something first. We'll start off with like physical fitness, or we'll start off with talking about the history of the flag or the Minutemen, or we'll give them some type of education first, and then we'll segue into talking to them about how they're going to continue their education. So that's kind of how we started. Another person I wanted to actually talk about was Samantha Madrigal. She actually enlisted just last month to the Illinois Army National Guard. Now, different from her, she's a high school senior. She actually attends UIC College Prep High School. She currently has a 3.5 GPA, and she would have been on the line today, but she had to work. So
okay.
I told her that I would definitely talk about her for us. She's going to be receiving the four-year scholarship. She's going to also get the and that's the four-year scholarship to any state-funded school. They want to go to Illinois. She's also going to receive
great.
The Montgomery GI Bill, where we're going to give her a monthly allowance while she's there, while she's attending school. And she actually ships to training in August. So She really joined for the educational benefits. She knew that she wanted to be in the military. She knew that she wanted to serve, and she wanted to go to college as well. So we kind of wrapped that all in a package for her, and hopefully
how long actually, Serge? I think we lost somebody. How long has that been going on? That is a great program.
Yeah, forever. It's been going on for quite a while. For quite a while. I mean, I've been in 22 years in February, so
okay.
It's definitely something.
And you
that,
went through that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
That's how
all
I paid
right.
for my
so
school and everything.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful thing. If anybody has a question about this, about yourself or your children, give us a call, 312-374-8130. That makes a whole lot of sense. What else do we need to know, Sergeant?
Well, if anyone wanted to get more information about us, the best way to initially start is to go to our website. That's NationalGuard.com. That's a good place to start if you're thinking about joining the military, if you're thinking about serving part-time, if you're trying to find a way to go to college. On our website, we have the educational benefits. We have testimonials from soldiers that are serving right now and pretty much how they like it. We also have all of our benefits lined out. We also have currently we have a $20,000 enlistment bonus depending on what type of job field and what you can score on the ASVAB. We also have student loan repayment programs going on currently right now for those that are in college that already took out that student loan and now they're at the point where they feel that, hey, I'm kind of getting above my means. We can actually help with that upon enlisting in the Army National Guard. So that's what we want to put out.
Are you, maybe I would be, you aren't, obviously, Sarge, to know how many people really know about these are great benefits.
They are.
Yeah, they really are, yeah.
Yeah, we try to do our best as recruiters to get out as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And platforms like this really allows it to go a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Every recruiting station has an area where we actually can go out and go to our particular high schools and colleges. Like
that's
for me,
right.
I represent UIC and all of the mm-hmm. satellite schools that's under the ROTC program. So that's about as far as that I go. But mm-hmm. we have recruiters everywhere. So
everywhere,
the
yeah.
best place to start is go to NationalGuard.com, put your information mm-hmm. in, and that website will link you to your closest recruiter.
And we presume that a lot of people don't even know anything about it, which is the whole purpose of America's Heroes Group.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of folks that, when you say what you say, a lot of people would say, well, that's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's unbelievable because you haven't heard of it. that's right. Because,
well, Cliff, what you're
yes,
doing is
Colonel?
Such a great... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cliff, what you're doing is such a great benefit for our community because you're helping get the word out about these various programs and for our seniors and juniors in high school. And that's so important. So my hat is off to you for spreading the word through the community and using your show to help our young people find their way and get some assistance for going to school.
Well, Colonel Scott, I appreciate those comments. Also, we want to thank you because you've been helpful in keeping our program going. You've been a guest many times, as you are today, and you're very and you're very supportive of us. So certainly
whatever we can do collectively to help our young people in the community, I'm all for it.
And you've shown that over the years. You certainly have, in addition to helping us, and we certainly appreciate that. And it's
okay.
neat. Colonel is probably needed more now than ever. And when I
yes,
yeah, it is. And when I sit,
it is.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
And when I sit here and see the sergeant, I'm thinking, I see a lot of young men with pictures, but they're not based on the great things he's doing here. But they got some pictures of people who are doing some things that they shouldn't be doing. So
right.
Yeah. So when the sergeant Miller, when he does what he does, that's great, and it ties right into what you've been doing, Colonel, for a long time, because you've always been helping young people. So we just appreciate that.
Good.
Exactly. Sarge, you want to close us out?
What I was going to allude to is that, hey, when high school students see us in their schools, come and approach us, come and talk to us. Mm-hmm. We'll love to share the information that we have with them and help guide them to whatever part of success that they want to reach.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I think that somebody have a call, a number if somebody hasn't called, 312-374-8130. There's someone who was going to talk to us. So Colonel, tell us what else, if anything, that you would like to see happen.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, our young people to get more involved in the entire spectrum of military service, the National Guard, the active duty programs that we have to support our best and talented in the community. There's no reason any student should go without being helped out or assisted for going to college. There's so many programs out there, both active and reserve and National Guard. You got to be able to get at least one of those programs to help you out.
Well, I think that's just great, and it certainly works. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. The anything else, Sergeant, that you'd like to state?
Yeah, so basically when a person is interested in the Guard, I mean, one thing after they went to the website, after they've got a recruiter that's going to call them and set up the appointment. The next step is to talk to the parents. Parents is a big thing, you know, and a lot of people that want to join are scared to join or scared to talk about that they want to join. And the best thing, and instead of them explaining that to their parents, it's good for them to allow us to come in and do that. Allow us to come in and talk to the parents. I do that all the time. I go to parents' houses and have dinner with them to talk about the National Guard, talk about the benefits, the pros, the cons, and all the and we kind of get all of that because we want this to be a family decision. You know, we don't want people to join without, you know, being educated about it.
That's great.
And sometimes a parent has those important questions that the high school student don't have. You know, they care about the initial stuff. They care about just, you know, how much money they may make or the benefits of what school they want to go to. But the parents, a lot of time, will ask those underlining questions, those questions that the high school kid didn't think about. And in most times and in most cases, they'll ask that question to the kid. The kid don't really know much about it, so they don't look as interested. So what we will say is like, hey, set it up. Have us come and talk to them. We'll be happy to sit down and talk with them and explain everything that they want to know.
Let's take a caller. Minister Hayden, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Cliff, and good evening to you guys as well.
Sure.
Well, he kind of struck a nerve when he said the best in talent. That kind of hit me kind of hard. What about the individuals that are struggling, that don't know no direction, but looking in your direction? What does this program do for the inner children that are on the verge of going the wrong way? So what are you doing to help those that can be turned around before they go the wrong way? I never hear y'all talk about that. I hear you always talk about the upbeat, but what about the other ones that are not as privileged but looking for some mentors and direction? I need to hear you guys talk about that.
Let me mention a program.
Thank you, Minister Hayden. Appreciate it.
All right.
Let me mention a program that saved so many youth in our community that is run by the Illinois National Guard. And that's down at Lincoln's Challenge, where we get students in that are sub-performing and not programmed to graduate from high school. They go down to Rantoul at Lincoln's Challenge, and they get a high school diploma. So they start early with those students that aren't doing that great. But a massive program that have turned around so many kids in our community is unbelievable.
That's a great thing, Colonel Scott. A lot of folks don't even know anything about that, and I'm glad the caller called in to say that. That's That's
yes, I am too, because that's and the program's been going on for at least 10 or 15, 20 years. So, and they reach those students that have gotten in trouble and are kicked out of the public high school system. Correct. And they get them down there, train them, and give them some classroom work and put a diploma in their hand upon completion.
Colonel Scott, as always,
hats off to the National Guard.
Absolutely. That is wonderful. I'm glad that caller came in. Colonel Scott, thank you so much, as always, for being with us and being so supportive. And, of course, Sergeant Miller is here, Sergeant First Class Miller. Appreciate you being with us again.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Absolutely. And stay with us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. It is Saturday, January 18th. This is America's Heroes Group, a roundtable with D.C. Veteran Affairs, Benefits Administration, Undersecretary Dr. Paul R. Lawrence. You'll hear this more in just a moment, but January, we want to remind you, is Cervical Health Awareness and National Blood Donor Month. And we are so pleased, believe me, to have on with us none other than Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Ph.D., Undersecretary for Veterans Benefits Administration and U.S. Army Captain. We have a audio of Dr. Lawrence speaking about Blue Water Navy Act of 2019. We want to singularly thank him for taking time to come on our show. We have partnered with your Chicago Regional VA and the office director there, Hughes Turner, who is doing a fantastic job. But listen up for this, and then we'll go straight to our guest. We're so pleased to have him. Oh, he's on now? Okay, fine. Hey, how are you, sir?
Good, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, Cliff.
Oh, listen, thank you. Thank you so much. I want you to know that my co-host at this point, Doctor, is a gentleman who knows all. He is also a Ph.D., and we're always pleased to have him with us. And we just are pleased to Colonel Damon Arnold, who is an Army Iraq combat veteran, Black Hawk helicopter flight surgeon, and former director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Oh, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm honored to be on the call with Dr. Lawrence. I've read quite a bit about him. He has quite a few books out there, which everyone should be reading, but that's another story.
got to say this. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Lawrence served in the U.S. Army, attaining the rank of captain. He graduated from the Army's Airborne School, so you know that interests me. And was awarded the Meritorious Service Medal. He earned a Master of Arts and Ph.D. in Economics from Virginia Tech and Bachelor of Arts in Economics from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And he has just done so much as a businessman and a soldier and continues to just do a fantastic job in helping our veterans now. And again, Doc, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you for those kind words, and I'm glad to hear good things about Hughes and our office in Chicago. I've been there, and I think the same.
That is just great. That is just great. We do have we're going to play the audio.
I want to talk about Blue Water Navy. On June 25th, President Trump signed the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. It goes into effect January 1, 2020. The law extends the presumption to Blue Water Navy veterans who served offshore within 12 miles of Vietnam and provides other features, some of which are listed here. We are aggressively preparing to implement the law on time. We will be providing more communication when our plans are finalized. Importantly, if you are a veteran and you think you are eligible, we urge you to file for a claim. For more information, visit the website at the bottom of this slide.
So pleased again to have Dr. Lawrence with us. Doc, we just heard that. Talk to us. Tell us what we need to know. You know everything.
Well, that's nice of you to say. So the law was signed by the President in June 25th of last year to fulfill promises made to your Vietnam veteran colleagues, Cliff, based on Agent Orange. It went into effect on January 1st. We could begin awarding benefits on January 1st of this year. And we were ready, and actually we started awarding a little early. It turns January 1st in our Manila office, about 11 hours earlier. So we started out there doing it essentially on December 31st in Washington, D.C. It extends just what you heard me say, the presumption that you've been exposed to Agent Orange if you were in the Navy in the 12 miles offshore of the coast of Vietnam. So we encourage everybody who thinks they're covered to apply for benefits. You can learn more by going to our website, va.gov, and in the search bar, you know, writing the words Blue Water Navy, and it'll explain a lot of the information about the conditions, how you apply, and you know what's available. But we are granting benefits, you know, as we promised we would.
I just think doing such a great job is just great. Dr. Hunnell, Colonel?
Oh, I just want to say thank you. I think that's a great step forward. It actually recognizes those Vietnam veterans who put their lives on the line, as you know, Dr. Lawrence. When you put that uniform on, you're serving the country, and I'm glad that they actually are making a step forward to help our veterans and their families.
Right, and the Blue Water Navy veterans have been the last of the folks, mm-hmm. right? The folks who are on shore, the folks who are in the brown waters. And so what we like to say is we are fulfilling America's last promise to these veterans, and we're doing it, you know, as fast as we can.
Great.
What kind of response have you been getting? What was anticipated, Doc? It's going
about where we thought it would be. A lot of it was a little bit of confusion. There was a little bit of confusion that when the law went into effect, we were allowed to stay to wait until January 1st. So I'm not so certain everybody believed we were processing then. So I think they thought they should have to apply on January 1st. But we've received a healthy dose of claims. And the more we do things like this, talk on your show, and you talk about it, the more others will realize, you know, if they're affected, they should apply. We wrote about 80,000 people a letter who had previously applied when the law didn't cover the Navy veterans who had been mm-hmm. denied, mm-hmm. and we asked them to reconsider if, you know, to apply. And so we're trying to get the word out.
Now, how did that happen? Now, did a lot of people call or say, wait a minute, you need to cover this?
Well, there was a court case about a year ago at this time. It's kind of a little technical here. It was the mm-hmm. definition of what was Vietnam, you know, the sort of the law entitled mm-hmm. the benefits of what was Vietnam. And so there was mm-hmm. not clear that the 12 miles offshore were in the definition of Vietnam, but a court case clarified that. And then there was legislation to make it official. So once it was official, then we went back and found trying to find the folks who were there who had these conditions.
So did that go through the Congress? Or
that's
what?
Right.
Yeah,
Congress and the president signed it.
Signed it. That's great. That's great. What else do we need to know about that? That's just a great thing.
Just please apply. Everyone's here to help. Uh-huh. As you know, the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs is top-notch. They have service yep. officers, veteran service organizations like the American Legion, Disabled Veterans, VFW. They have service officers who can help. There's county service officers. We have office in Chicago, as you point out. Come in, contact us. Please let us help you.
That is just great. I tell you, when you talk about good VAs, we certainly have one here.
Well, you know, you're not the only place. Since the secretary's been here, quality of care is up, wait times are down. He regularly sort of says it's not your father's VA anymore. And so people listening maybe had a bad experience back in the day. We say, come in and give us a second chance. It's not like that anymore.
It certainly isn't. Dr. Arnold?
Oh, yeah. And I really just want to commend you on the work you've been doing and helping our veterans. I actually have some veterans here in the VBA and you know Bill Brown, some other people who are here who actually have been on Cliff's show a few times in the past, and they've always brought some good information for our veterans. We have problems with homelessness. We have other problems that happen in our community, and the VA has actually been stellar in trying to step forward and help those people.
And we appreciate shows like yours because what really we try to get to folks is understanding as veterans, these are benefits they've earned, and we want to administer them for them, but they must come in and apply, and we're here to help.
Yes.
Well, you're certainly doing a good job. I tell you, I hate to mention my word ignorance, but I had heard just a little bit about the Blue Water, but until it really passed and all, I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah, no, it was the name is a little bit. You sort of have to know. I don't know how it is in Chicago, but where I live in Washington, the street signs are for the people who know where they're going. The language sometimes can be confusing, but it's essentially the extension of benefits.
Yeah, right. Let's take a call for this great gentleman. We are so pleased to have him on. Let's go to Sal. Sal, you're on WVON.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon to everyone that's there. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased to see that the VA has extended its coverage for those Navy fellas mm-hmm. and ladies.
Yeah,
who are
and ladies.
Within
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The my question is, what medical issues, you know, will that cover? Now, after it says, well, you qualify if you can show that Agent Owens has had a adverse effect on you, but like what? As and the reason why I asked that, I was moved next to an Air Force base. I was in the Army in Vietnam. Moved to an Air Force base where Agent Owens was stored. A month later, I was at the hospital with chest problems following Vietnam for 50 years. I had heart problems that led to me eventually having two catheter ablations. And I'm still having a problem getting the VA to recognize the association of me being next to that Agent Orange. So that's why I'm wondering what medical issues must those sailors show that the Agent Orange, being next to the Agent Orange, affected them.
Sure. There's 14 conditions. They're medical terms with layman's definitions. They're on our website at the va.gov, and if you just search Blue Water Navy, it lists them all right out. Those come from the law, so those are the 14 conditions. There's some cancers. I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not going to try to – you just have to read the list.
Yes, and I'm Dr. Arnold. I'm a medical doctor.
Oh, then you can explain it, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, fine, Dr. Lawrence. But the thing is that you have those 12 conditions listed, but that, you know, the undersecretary is for the Veterans Benefits Administration, and what you have to do is actually go in, make sure you go and speak to a doctor in the VA and explain all of your symptoms and how this has unfolded for you as a medical problem. And once you get that on track, then you can start addressing whether you fit into one of those categories for the benefits to be awarded to you. So it's important for you to get to your service officers, make sure you get into the VA, and to make your claim and to talk to them about your condition. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that would answer the question. This is an aggressive new outreach program for military personnel transitioning to VA, to veteran status, and also and the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Act of 2019, which is what we are discussing. So this is very interesting. If you have a call or a question, we'd love to hear from you. Our caller number is 312-374-8130. To have this gentleman on is just a great honor. Not only the great work that he's done, but to have this on our show, America's Heroes Group, it's a great thing for to have this gentleman who's of such great standing and the programs that he has put there. We just want to thank you again, Dr. Lawrence, for having us here.
I appreciate you letting me come on, and I guess you just alluded to another thing we're working on, which we call Solid Start, which are phone calls to veterans in their first year after they've transitioned out of the military,
mm-hmm.
so that we can, you know, stay in touch, because that first year is very, very important. So we're calling veterans as they transition out within the first 90 days, again within the first 6 months, and again within the first year. So that just started in early December of this year, and that's been very, very promising in terms of what we are, how we're interacting with veterans. I think it was initially designed to see if there were mental health issues we could help with, because, of course, it's all related mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. the effort to eliminate veteran suicide. But most of the questions are not around mental health. They're how do I access my benefits? So it's been really a good thing from our perspective.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the things is that I was really honored to visit one of our 8 Solid Star teams mm-hmm. to see firsthand how our representatives made their first calls to veterans. Its impact was immediately clear to me that these veterans actually benefited from it and actually were very happy. And I watched as our representatives clarified their benefits information, like how to apply for home loans or health care. or what VA needs for disability decisions to occur as well. So it was really important to me that this actually was actually something available to our veterans. Then after each call, I watched our representatives send personalized emails to each veteran they talked to, so they made this a personal thing. It was a passion that they had within them. The emails recapped the material they recovered over the phone, as well as linking them to helpful resources related to the topics they discussed. So this is really an important resource that I think is available to us, and I'm just really happy that it's in place. And then while online resources and the call center at 800-827-1000 are still available to our veterans and other beneficiaries, we found that the veterans we spoke to with appreciated our effort to personally reach out. I think this is these are the things that really make a difference when you're actually putting policies in place that change the life of our veterans and their families. It warms my heart. That means that our nation is much stronger and that people actually care about how veterans live.
Yeah, no, the president has put veterans at the centerpiece of his administration, so he's gotten up the resources, you know, the tools, and we're just trying to execute exactly as you described.
I think it's great because these things are needed, and a lot of people don't know about it. This is the money that's been put there, Doc, to really get people to understand there are ways of getting help. And so much help has been given already, and there will be more.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Dr. Lawrence, what do you what would you advise us to do as veterans to help our own veterans to reach out to people to let them know about these benefits? And is there anything you want to highlight as far as what you think that we should be doing or what our veterans should be doing?
Well, I think it's great that you're doing what you're doing. This show being just an unbelievably great example. You know, you're so knowledgeable, our programs, get them to come talk to somebody who can help them realize what's available for them, because there is so much. Mm-hmm. The last thing we've introduced, which you could help us with, is we have a new program for veterans who are not, it's called unbanked. You know, they don't have their money in banks, and they receive a check from us, but we want them to get their money into a bank. So we have a new program, it's called the Veterans Benefits Banking Program. If someone Googles that, you can find banks that will offer veterans no-cost checking accounts. So you get the whole nine yards. You get a debit card. You get branches, secure banks. And that will really help them, you know, avoid fraud as well as maybe begin to increase their financial literacy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that.
It's brand new. We just rolled it out just before Christmas, but we're also trying to get the word out. Veterans Benefits Banking Program. If you just Google those words, it'll get you to a list of banks that will offer free checking for veterans.
That is fantastic, because I see a lot of currency exchanges where you don't really build any credit, or you're sort of outside of the loop of actually the fiscal structure of the country. And this is really a great step forward.
Yeah.
Right. These are the traditional banks, all the names. I won't say them because I don't want to be I'm endorsing any, but they have the branches, you know.
You can do it on this show, so to say.
I'll let you do it. I am a political appointee, and I like to continue in my job.
Yes, that's all right.
We would like you to do that as well.
We want you to continue.
It is a really big deal, because we want veterans, especially those who, you know, are not yet in the banking system, to get in, because it is a good thing for their financial health.
That is great.
Yes.
Now, we're so happy that you are with us, obviously, and I want to thank you again. But how many people know about that?
We're just getting the word out. We've been mailing, we've been notifying, we've been doing social media and traditional media like this, and soon we'll be mailing the people who are not using banks to get their money from us to let them know of this as well.
Use some banks, okay.
But you could imagine many of these people who are not banked may not be online, and that could be also a challenge.
Well, that's true, too,
So that's why folks like you, your show, would help them, too, especially as the connect would be if you're homeless. Maybe you are receiving benefits from us as well, and you maybe get it in. And one way to get it is in a debit card, and then, of course, when you use it, people take advantage of you in fees and stuff. So it's just...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great economic boost for them. to make sure that they stay fiscally sound and are able to take care of themselves. Thank you very much for helping with that program.
Yeah, one of the things you can imagine, you know, there are many happy days in my jobs, but the saddest day is when we realize there are people out there who just prey on our veterans.
Yeah.
It's just very disappointing to hear about that.
Yeah, sure. And that also feeds into, you know, we have a suicide rate that's pretty high, and many veterans get to the point of despair and, you know, will take their lives because of economic underpinnings. We now talk about all these social determinants of health mm-hmm. that impact people's lives, and that's one of the social impacts on our veterans. So this actually is a great step forward, you know, to take care of at least one of those burdens that they carry with them.
That's right.
No, that's right. I'm not deeply knowledgeable, but I do know that one of the journeys is just financial despair, is that exactly as you describe, right?
When
you lose your home, you begin to realize there is no hope.
Yes.
So we want to certainly do our part to stop that.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Paul R. Lawrence, Ph.D., Undersecretary for Veterans Benefits Administration and U.S. Army Captain, I want to leave that out, give us a closing word. You have just been great. Talk to us. What else did you want to tell us?
Thank you for both of your service. You know, thank you for what you're doing in terms of this show and helping us get the word out. We've described our program, so obviously people can listen to it again and again. But I just say, you know, please, if you, you know, come to the VA, let us figure out, you know, what you've earned and how we can help you. And again, you know, this, as the Secretary says, it's not your father's VA anymore. You had a bad experience. Please come back. It is all changed. It is new and better, and we're here to help.
And Dr. Lawrence, we you know, this is a too short a time. We have to have you back again because...
thank you very much. I'd love to come back on your show. This is just so great. You're so knowledgeable about veterans, and you understand the issues and how it all works, and I'm happy to help you learn more about what we do so you can help veterans.
Great.
Yeah. Just a great job. We really appreciate it. We certainly do. What I would like you to do, if you would please, can you stay on the line for a few moments? My executive producer, Glenda Smith, wants to speak with you. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And just a great job you're doing, and thank you so much. Keep it up. And anything we can do or anytime you want to be on with us, obviously we'll be very happy to have you on because you bring out all the good things that we need to know. All right.
And I know you're extremely busy. Thank you so much for taking
your
time. I know you put time in for veterans every day. So thank you very much for this time on the weekend.
All right. Absolutely.
Certainly.
Thank you, Doc.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Secretary. Thank you.